Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're having a great visit with Ann Zimmerman. Ann is a member of our Brain Trust, co-chair of Business for Responsible Tax Reform, founder and owner of Zimmerman & Company CPAs. Ann, I need you the websites, please.
Yes, very much. It's www.businessesfortaxreform.org. And mine is Zimmerman-CPA.com.
All right, so check those out, folks. You can find the research that they've done, done recently. Businessfortaxreform.org is where you can find the new report that we're talking about right now that shows that the jury is in now, folks. We've done our taxes. I've done mine, and a whole bunch of folks have done theirs. And the people that you polled were pretty much across the board, a third Democrat, third Republican, third Independent. I thought that was a pretty good mix. And the news is that the tax reform, folks, didn't hurt most of us, but it didn't help us as much as it should have, not as much as corporate America got. It did not help us hire more people, even though it didn't hurt it help more people. That's some of the research you found, right, Ann?
Absolutely. As you know, large corporations got a full 40% tax cut, and small businesses, some of us,
in perpetuity,
get a 20% deduction.
In perpetuity.
And they get it forever. We get it till 25, right?
Yeah, apparently.
And ours goes away. You know, already, almost all, 44% of that tax benefit of small businesses goes to just the 200,000 business owners that make $1 million or more.
Right.
You know, after 2024, millionaires get over half of that tax relief. There's no question. So most small business owners really believe that we need to roll back some of this corporate gift.
They could have made everybody's.
Yes.
They could have made.
Yes.
Now that I know what mine is, they could have made everybody's rate 22%, and it would have been fair across the board.
Absolutely, I don't understand why they got one rate and we got another. It just makes no sense in my universe.
Well, I will tell you this: my return would have been better what I do for a living. Part of what I do for a living doesn't qualify for the 20% QBI, and so it cost me a few thousand dollars. The part of what I do, I'm being honest here, folks. It cost me some money because they said, okay, what you do, Blasingame, we're not going to give you a break just because of the way you make a living. And they did the same thing for Ann Zimmerman, and they did the same thing for my friend Rod Slush, who's an attorney, and every other attorney and CPA out there, and everybody else who is in the performing arts. We are children of a lesser God, apparently, Ann. What do you think?
Well, I think it's wrong that they pick those winners and losers. And I think that it's the only – we need to be arguing, and we need to be advocating for them to bring these closer together, you know. And most small business owners agree, either make the first X dollars, maybe $25,000 of business income tax-free if you really want to help the little guy get started, or increase the startup deduction, the credit that you get there. You know,
is there a serious effort being mounted to make this thing more fair?
Well, there is, by a number of groups, including Businesses for Responsible Tax Reform. I mean, I think that's really what we're all about. There's other groups out there we're working with, and I hope that Congress is going to listen to us. I don't know what we'll get through, but certainly equalizing those tax savings rates and expanding it to all small businesses instead of just the ones they picked and said, okay, you can have it and you can't. Makes a whole lot of sense. We all know now, too, that the large corporations didn't use it all to hire people and expand.
That's exactly right. They bought shares back. The other thing Ann, that bothers me, and you may have had some clients to do this, no tax law should have ever caused any small business to question their corporate structure. And there's a lot of small businesses who are successful, who have a certain level of revenue and income and profit, that they're actually had to make a decision, do I want to remain as a sub-S or do I want to go to a C? No small business should have to make that decision. What do you think?
Absolutely. We worked with a ton of small businesses who were trying to explore whether or not they should change their structure, whether or not they should go offshore. You know, we talk about the territorial and worldwide tax systems. I know we're not getting into those today, but for small businesses and all, it didn't encourage people to come on back. It encouraged people to make as much as they could out of the country because you never have to pay tax on it. So it didn't help us just to build our businesses. It
right.
meant we had more convoluted work to do to figure out how to stay afloat.
And you know, I pointed this out to a member of Congress in a meeting with a bunch of small business owners that they weren't aware of what was going to happen to them yet. This was a few months ago. And you would have thought I turned a skunk loose in the room, but I was a pariah. They were not happy that I was there. All I did was say it like it was. So we got a lot of work to do, and I hope you guys will keep up the good work, keep the pressure on them, and come back soon with some more reporting.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Businessfortaxreform.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out, that website and that research.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.